Welcome to Season 6 of Ye Olde Dragon's Library. This season, we're featuring chapters from The Blue Lotus Society, Book 1 of the steampunk gas lamp series, The Guardians of the Time Stream. This series is set during the Reconstruction of the United States in the decades following the Civil War. Technology is on the rise, with locomotives and steam-powered industry, airships, and other experiments in slightly anachronistic technology. A fascination with travel around the world and the exploration of other cultures, especially ancient cultures, is on the rise. The Guardians, who call themselves the Originators, are descendants of travelers from our far distant future who traveled into the distant past to prevent another group of time travelers from altering the world to suit their vision. And as S. Fremont grows up and learns her heritage, her family's history, and their secrets, she takes her place in the battle to protect the world. In Book 1, The Blue Lotus Society, a traveling exhibit of Egyptian artifacts is threatened by thieves. Pinkerton agents, including S. Fremont, are assigned to protection duty. The thefts of artifacts around the world makes this a priority mission, not just for the sake of antiquity, but for diplomatic reasons. A midnight vigil in the Smithsonian Institution's warehouse brings S. face to face with the reason behind the thefts, and two groups seeking what is hidden within the artifacts. Encountering her missing grandparents' allies, S. has a chance to reclaim her heritage. The question is if she wants to. Athena Latimer and the members of the Blue Lotus Society aren't being honest with her. How can she join a battle affecting the entire world when she doesn't understand the reasons for the war? There is more to the Blue Lotus Society than protecting Egyptian history and culture. As the exhibition crosses the country, S. approaches the tipping point when her decision could be made for her. Who can she trust? Who is lying to her and using her? Even for the chance to be reunited with her brother, Yuli, she isn't quite ready to commit herself to an organization full of secrets. Then the enemy strikes far too close, and she discovers that making the right choice can't always wait until all her questions are answered. Looking ahead, Season 7 will be The White Wolf, the second book in the Steward's World fantasy series, sequel to the novel Plantwise. Our heroine, Taryn, is the daughter of a wise woman who uses her magical gifts to heal and advise and protect five villages in a river valley in the kingdom of Brentenwald. Taryn herself has no magical powers, although her mother has told her all her life that she is magic. When her mother is killed by an evil enchanter, Taryn is left to care for the villages the best she can. Her life changes when a wounded wolf comes to her cottage in the forest, and she discovers he is a man under a dreadful curse, seeking her help. May 1st is the release of Fairy Tale Anthology No. 4, Tales from the Forest, where our authors take the story of Red Riding Hood and turn it inside out and upside down. These aren't your granny's fairy tales. Plus, we're resuming our storyteller episodes, where we chat with storytellers to learn the story behind the story, how they write their stories, where inspiration comes from, and what lies ahead for our guest authors. Please join us in exploring our many worlds of imagination.